which means it's time for the Jick and Skullhead Show. We got 10 dozen minutes of post-con evil death plague. Mr. Skullhead?
I'm Jick. I don't have the plague.
I spent pretty much all of last week recovering from that shit and still occasionally come up with a coughing fit, which I'm sure has nothing to do with my cigarette habit.
Right. Of course not. I've been spending some quality time with a humidifier. I didn't get sick, but I just got this crazy like 10 nosebleeds a day thing that I get sometimes.
Oh yeah.
So that was fun.
I think that's because we went from actual humidity in Phoenix to no humidity at all over the course of a day.
It's been beautiful here though. Like it's like just nice and not hot during the day.
Yeah.
And just like kind of cool at night. You know what else is kind of cool at night? Me. I'm also kind of cool during the day.
Oh, I'm stranger in the night.
Has anything happened since Thursday? I don't even remember Thursday.
Now, this weekend was kind of a lost weekend, although I did manage to have a successful party on Saturday.
Oh, right. You managed to turn 29, is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you young whippersnapper.
And more than anything, managed to have a successful party in our house, which I've never done before.
Yeah.
Usually when I throw a party, it means everyone's sitting around bored, and then everybody leaves. But with the help of Apples to Apples, the most entertaining drunken board game ever, I think we accomplished it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that game. It's fun. It's kind of like, I don't know, I guess it's kind of like blank white cards, but with less freedom. Because, you know, you can't really play to win. Well, I guess you could. This is a way that you can play to win if you're, like, doing some social engineering, you know, like trying to play to what you know. It's you want to explain the game for the benefit of the listeners real quick?
Yeah, you get, in Apples to Apples, every player has a set of 7 cards that have nouns or ideas on them, like everything from Marilyn Monroe to the Black Death, and each round, there's one judge who picks a card that has an adjective on it, pretty much. So the judge will say, this word is sticky. And then each player plays the card in their hand that they think best personifies sticky. So, you know, if you think the World Trade Center was sticky, then you play that. And the judge for each round picks who the winner is. So it kind of changes each round. You know, there's usually a person who rewards the weirdest combination of ideas. There's usually someone who is the kind of promiscuous wife of one of your friends who rewards you for complimenting her. And, you know, so it's more a game of knowing your judges, and it's more a game of trying to entertain people than really getting toward a goal, which
that was,
usually
that was pretty, that was pretty cold, that description of that last judge there.
Yeah, and I have no idea who I was talking about.
No, here. I don't either.
It's kind of a general statement.
Yeah, yeah.
If you happen to have an attention whore with certain easily recognizable physical characteristics. So we have some pictures from the party, and if you were curious as to what color underwear that particular judge was wearing, any picture of her revealed that information.
I see.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring in the little bonsai tree that...
So did I.
I got, all right. Our assignment for tomorrow is to bring those. I got Mr. Skullhead one of those little... You know those little shelves that have popped up at every bookstore that are like a bunch of $6 stupid gifts that's like, make an origami swan crane. And it's like just a box that has just enough stuff to make one little origami swan crane and instructions on how to do it or whatever.
It's kind of tricky. Like making an origami swan is easy. Not easy to say per se, but easy. But making a thing out of paper that can lift up the origami swan is really difficult.
Well, no, it's actually made out of origami, and it's a crane that lifts actual swans, so it's even harder.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, so I got I decided we would have an office bonsai race, and I got us each a little bonsai kit, which apparently just involved it's like a chunk of dirt and some seeds, and a tiny pair of scissors.
Huh.
So It rewards patience, apparently. And prudence. But yeah, prudence never pays. And everything she wants costs money.
And she'll never come out and play. Or meet the brand new day. But I feel like if the trees themselves fail to grow, that stage two of the race should be racing them from the top of the roof to the ground.
Yeah, 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 totally. Or racing them from the end of a baseball bat on the street. I do have a baseball bat that I bought that one time when I was alone in the office, just in case any homeless people decided to start shit with me.
Right.
I felt a little goofy after that.
And the one time that I felt my home was threatened when I was living in an incredibly bad neighborhood, I went and got my little baseball bat, and then I thought, wow, I am probably the guy bringing a baseball bat to an either gunfight or knife fight.
Right.
In neither case is the baseball bat going to do me much.
You know,
good.
A baseball bat and a knife fight, that's actually, it depends.
Increased range.
Yeah. True. So, I mean, the increased range and you know, I don't know. I don't know whether I would rather have a knife or a baseball bat, because I'm the kind of guy who's so clumsy that I probably couldn't get in close to somebody who was effectively wielding a baseball bat.
Right.
Assuming that the opponent had the other one, is what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. And also, never hurts to have a baseball bat in case you want to play some baseball.
I think what I'd rather have in a fight is somebody else to do the fighting for me.
Yeah, that's actually what I'd rather have is like a telephone with which I could call the police.
Yep.
Right. You know, there was a period of time when the back door didn't really lock here, and you know, there's a lot of crazy, crazy homeless guy traffic in the alley behind this office. So I just never knew, did I? Want to answer questions?
I suppose.
Boba James says, "So yeah, what did happen, Nick? I think he was probably talking to somebody else." Gorblack says, "We need more shirts in the game. That would be a happy Tuesday for me." I don't know how many shirts are left in that batch of because I know that in our little writing forum there, you wrote a shirt for pretty much every zone that had humanoids in it.
Right.
And I can't think of any that aren't done. I think that we finally at some point went through and put in the rest of those. But there might still be some missing. We could maybe make another pass through.
I think that we should. I should also have Xenophobe teach me how to query the items so that I can look and see, just, I can tell the thing, hey, show me all the shirts.
Oh, right. It's actually pretty easy. You just have to know the names of the fields and what they're called. There's a trick in the item spindler to get it to show you any query. But I'll, and plus, once you've done it once, it's in your little drop-down there. So remind me during the break or after this, and I'll show you how to do it.
We also, speaking of shirts, should add the two new shirt designs to the store.
Hot Stuff is actually in the process of doing that as we speak.
Wow.
So
that guy's cool.
That's they are. I saw him editing the pictures. He ended up with some of the shirts in Boston and took some pictures of some other people wearing them, and is in the process of that, and then adding some stuff to the Pretentious Artists store site too, right this very minute. So yeah, as of tonight or tomorrow, you'll be able to buy Disco Bandit shirts and Naga shirts in our store.
How did those go over at the con?
You know, I don't actually know. I think we might need... Well, I don't know if we do. I think we might need Xenophobe to dump the data out of this laptop that I'm using, because it has a record of every sale in it, so we'd be able to... I mean, we still have plenty of stock, but we also just bought a shitload of them because of what happened with the Limes when we introduced those, so... I don't know. I can't imagine people not liking the Naga shirts, just because everybody I saw that saw one was like, wow, that's cool. And, just goes to show that the best way to have good ideas for the store is to have somebody other than me have them.
Right.
The Pretentious Artist sent me an email. He was like, hey, check this out. And it was just a sort of a prototype of that shirt. I'm like, hey, yeah, that's a good idea.
Huh.
And then 6 months later, it actually happened. But, yeah, so those will be available, presumably. They might already be. I don't know. Hogula says you should be able to zap the 8-ball into an infinity ball, but it wouldn't actually need to change.
Well, it would need to be rotated 90 degrees.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you could just do that. You could pretend that your character was doing that.
So if you have a decent enough monitor, it'll be on a stand that'll enable you to do that. Of course, then the chat will be sideways too.
Right. You know, the monitors that I have, and I keep thinking that I'm going to do this, but then I keep not doing it. The monitors that I have can actually be rotated 90 degrees on the thing, and so you could make like a tall thing, which would, it would be handy to have something tall for working on code, you know, and it, I don't know that it would really hurt with other stuff. Like, it'd be nicer to read something that was kind of shaped like a piece of paper rather than being wide.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It might be too big of a hassle to actually get it to work with multiple monitors. I never did it before because I would also periodically play games on my work machine, but now that I've got the gaming box at home.
Yeah, you might want to just...
And your mom's, speaking of a gaming box.
Gaming box? Wow. So. I think you should just complete your monitor grid and do two more rows of three.
And so I'd have a 3x3.
Yeah.
I think I could actually surround myself completely with monitors like those displays in the Death Star.
I also think that then you could play tic-tac-toe at pretty high resolution.
Yes, indeed. Hey, speaking of which, I got the... I finally went to the mall and picked up my Star Wars... actual releases, the DVDs of individual, which have the bonus discs with the original theatrical cut on DVD.
Right.
People were complaining about the quality on them, and they were saying, like, God damn it, they still haven't given us what they wanted because these aren't, like, remastered and they're not anamorphic or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it was fine. It was exactly what I wanted. It's just a DVD that allows me to watch on my DVD player, on my television, a widescreen version of the original theatrical cut of the original trilogy. And so I'm pretty happy with that. Like, I woke up, like, one day this weekend and watched Star Wars, and I was just in a good mood for the rest of the day. So I'm saving the rest of them. I'm gonna do the same thing with Empire, you know, like, a couple weeks from now, if things are, you know, going kind of slow, and I'm feeling kind of, you know, feeling like it's kind of drudgery, and you know, feeling kind of down in the dumps, I'm just gonna watch The Empire Strikes Back, and then I'm gonna be like, awesome, I'm in a good mood for, like, 2 weeks again.
Yeah, I'll be pleased to watch them without the trepidation that I used to get putting in my VHSs.
Now, right. Knowing that you never know which time you watch it is going to be the last.
Yeah. Although I found that those VHSs are worth exactly nothing.
Really?
I thought, you know, it was a set that was a limited edition and they're in good condition, but they're going on eBay for like $5.
Huh.
Just because
nobody wants a VHS. Anyway, I'm very happy with it. And also, I found out when I went to the, even though I hate this, I've fallen into this trap and become a person that I despise. Also, the fourth season of Scrubs is coming out on DVD in, like, 2 weeks, and I fucking pre-ordered it. At least, I pre-ordered it from Suncoast, which I like. My wife insists that Suncoast sucks ass and that you should buy all your movies at Best Buy. Instead, but I disagree because I like Suncoast because those people are nice. They let me return something that was open once because I accidentally bought a full screen instead of a widescreen and didn't realize it until I had taken it home. And because I'd been in there a lot and because, you know, it's not Best Buy, so there's not, like, just incredibly fast employee turnover.
Yeah.
They knew me. They knew that I was, you know, just not to say that Suncoast is like some little mom and pop outfit, but still, it's not Best Buy. They let me return it even against policy, you know, so...
There is that $5 markup, at least, though, on everything at Suncoast.
Is there?
Yeah, their movies tend to be at least $5 or $6 more than they ought to.
I guess I noticed they sort of baseline at $20 for a movie instead of baselining at $15.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I like it well enough. So anyway, I pre-ordered it. Fucking GameStop, man, just pissed me off once again because... When a game comes out, every GameStop receives the number that were pre-ordered plus one copies of that game.
Yeah.
So if you don't pre-order it, you can't get it the day that it comes out, and that just infuriates me. So anyway, then we went to somewhere else to buy the games. The game that I was trying to buy. Yeah. So, hey, that killed 17 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, your wife sent me a link to some gay porn book. That she suggested I buy with my gift certificate from you guys.
Yeah.
She said, it costs $30, so you'll have to buy, like, seven of them, but you really should. And so now Amazon thinks that, hey, you'll enjoy all of these other games.
That's great. I mean, you know, sure, that's why Amazon thinks that you'll enjoy all these other gay porn. Tommy Tom says, the more I play Spooky Raven Manor, the more I love it. It's like there's always a reason to go back at any level. It changes the whole way I play the game. And then a big smiley face. Well, thank you, Tommy Tom. That means a lot. Perifert says, why are there no rivers in the kingdom? How does the ocean stay full? It's full of the tears of orphans.
Mm-hmm.
All the hippies and frat boys have children. And so basically every adventure you spend on the island, you're orphaning, you know, hippie children and frat boy children. And the ocean fills up with their tears because the island is so small they have nowhere to cry but into the ocean.
Yeah, they also come from the forest spirits in Canada.
Right.
You capture some of them in vials, but most of the tears just end up finding their way to the sea, much like Lonely Rivers and River Phoenix.
Nigel says, I think it'd be funny to have an update like the latest set of new zones, only with zero fanfare or pre-announcement. So when it was discovered, everybody would wonder how long it had been there. Yeah, that'd be funny, but, you know, it wouldn't be as satisfying to me, because a lot of the joy that I get out of working on this game is sort of, you know, watching people play with the new stuff and discover it. And if they discover it a little bit at a time while I'm asleep, I don't get that.
Yeah, it's not as fun.
But Putineska says, can you make the inventory pages remember when you minimize a section, e.g. hats? I thought that they did now. They didn't used to, but I thought that one of the first things Xenophobe actually did was to make those store across logins. But I don't know. I mean, it should remember them. Maybe not across logins, but across going back into inventory. Tom93 says, just the idea of the malevolent hair clog made me shudder. You just caused real-world spooky damage. Well done. This isn't a question. Or is it?
Hmm.
No, it's not.
That last bit was.
Yeah. ACM, even some more praise on the new zones. From the humor of the kitchen, to the puzzles of the library, to the thousands of art jokes in the gallery. Good game and intellectual fun. And I'm still figuring it all out.
I had to have a spoiler to get to the second set of zones. But
that, you know, eventually once that's required for the level 11 quest, there's going to be a very, very specific in-game clue that will just show people how to do that. Mm-hmm. So if they haven't figured it out on their own by level 11, it will give them, I'm not even going to call it a gentle nudge, it's going to give them a swift laser targeted kick in the ass towards the stairs. ACM also says, oh, and tell me how to pre-order a Feely pack from Rift. We've been talking about that. We need to, what I think we're going to do is we're going to have a little party here where we build a bunch of Feely packs. Because Rift's got it to the point now where everything, he's figured out how to do everything, and we can kind of assembly line it. So what we're going to do is we're going to, like, make probably a couple hundred of them. But the thing is, he ran out of a lot of the stuff, so he needs to reorder, like, some of the keys and the stones and the little silk bags and stuff. So it's going to be a little while. We don't want to make them available for pre-order until we actually have, until we've got enough to fill the back orders that have already been ordered, and to you know, sell a reasonable number out of the store to begin with. I mean, I guess technically they're going to kind of all be pre-orders, because I think what he's wanting to do is just, like, although I don't know that this is necessarily sustainable, he's wanting to, like, you know, just sell them in the store until there are, like, 50 orders, and then make those 50 and then send them out. Whereas I feel like these are going to sell well enough that we could pretty easily try and keep a stock of them.
Yeah.
We're going to have to... I feel like he's not charging enough for them. Just from a amount of work that he's put into them perspective, if nothing else. So we said that the $20 was a special con price, so we're probably going to, you know, especially with shipping a lot of significant amount to it, but I don't know, they'll probably end up going for like 40 or 45 or something in the store.
They are fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's so fucking impressive. Just the picture of them that he put on that little flyer was like, wow, this is really cool. But anyway, it won't be long. It won't be long, because whenever Riff has a minute tonight, I'm gonna talk to him and get everything that he needs ordered, so that when those show up, we can just make a bunch more. We have to drive to the box store and buy a lot of box.
I like the commercials for the box store, which show these two people standing in front of a garage that's just floor-to-ceiling random crap. Like, how are we going to get rid of all of this stuff? We'll go to the box store. And that somehow solves their problem. Like, it makes the stuff disappear as well as just making it go into boxes.
Oh, wow.
So maybe the box store also sells disintegration rays?
It could be.
Or something? Or gene rays? Or stingrays? R.I.P. Steve Irwin. Or Ray Charles. I can keep going.
Hogula says, I know a whole load of people are probably complaining about Spooky Raven Manor being made mandatory for NS13, but to me, a whole load of mandatory quests seems like an ingenious, if not intentionally so, way to get people to use non-stat game familiars. If you're already spending enough adventures on a quest to level up because of it, the amount of grinding is reduced, and those of us who like to try other familiars without going through eons of grinding will be able to do so without being punished too heavily. Of course, people gunning for leaderboards will still use them much of the time, but for quasi-casual players like myself, who only like to optimize things to the point of convenience, it would be pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in the like speed community saying, like, well, you know, the more stuff you require us to do, the less flexibility we have in trying to strategize. But the thing is, the fact that Flip did an ascension in 95 turns, the fact that the entirety of the content of the game for somebody who is only doing exactly what is required boils down to 95 adventures. Or fights, or whatever.
It's just that's just not much game.
It's really not. And, you know, granted, the goal of the hardcore speed person is to sort of, in my mind, make the game as you know, sort of content-free as possible, because they're trying to get through as fast. But, I mean, you really should. I mean, we're also talking about with NS13, like, putting in more sort of, you know, just stat gains as quest rewards so that there is less focus on grinding just all together. I mean, it, you know, picking where the best place to grind stats is, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's still going to be a lot of optimization strategy in just picking which order you do things in, because there's going to be a lot of things that sort of, you know, like Spooky Raven Manor, things that you can prepare for over the course of an entire run if you know... The idea is that a casual player will have already done everything that they need to do for, you know, the higher level quests to prep for them, because a casual player is going to explore a lot more than an optimizer. So, I mean, we're not going to just make every zone in the game required, but, you know, we specifically designed the manor to be pretty easily optimizable if you didn't actually want to spend any turns in there. If you know how all the puzzles work, you can get all the way through it in a relatively, you know, small number of turns. You know, our goal is to make it so you don't want to. But, yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why do people keep complaining about the show's time? I'm never able to listen to them on air, though you still answer at least 25% of my questions. I mean, that you are willing to actually download the show or the podcast or whatever. And I mean, I honestly probably feel at this point like there are more people who do that than there are that listen to it live. Just because, I mean, that's what I would do. I would never have the discipline to actually be on time for a webcast unless it happened while I was like at work at a job where I actually had to work a consistent schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even watch TV anymore unless I've recorded it and I'm watching it later.
Yeah, me neither.
So, that just seems like the best way to go about consuming content. Maybe we should release DVDs of all the shows. DVD-ROMs. We just, here's the entire archive of Jick and Scully shows for your listening pleasure.
Huh. You know, I wonder if maybe a burned CD-ROM of all of the shows with the music stripped out wouldn't be something that people would actually want if we just charged cost for it.
Sold for shipping and the cost of a blank.
Yeah. Oatgan says, in Hot Stuff's terrarium, there's a familiar above the mosquito. What is it? I think it's probably his 1 pound nothing that he ended up with during ascension testing. He said, Enemy Lasagna also says, hey guys, if you come to KOL London, who will you be looking forward to meeting? Who would we be meeting? I don't even know. Who among the people who, like, you know, that I know of but don't have met yet would we meet?
I'm probably getting in trouble for saying this, but philanthropist.
Yeah. I'd be excited to meet
you. I'm not going to get in trouble with you for saying that.
No.
We love you, Alfred. Philanthropist did many bad things.
Yeah, no, he's been a very large disappointment in terms of the game and the community. But you know, as a person, he's fine.
Spaz Warrior.
That'll be nice. I would very much like to meet Faustus Pringle. Yeah. Was he at the last one? He was not. He didn't make it. Yeah, that's. I'm still working on a vague plan to spend some time in England. Some more than just a weekend trip. That may happen. That's more likely this year than me actually making it to KOL London, just because of the timing of it, which, you know, is also...
When did they end up having it? One thread still says December, and one they're saying January.
Zly was talking to me and said something like January 15th or something.
Huh.
So, or 12th, or I don't know what. Yeah, I don't actually know when it is, but I'm thinking that if I end up in merry old England for any period of time, it's probably going to be springish.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There are a lot of completely unformalized plans at this point. There always are a lot of very unformalized plans for me to go to a bunch of places that I want to go, and I never seem to get around to actually doing it. So I think I need a handler to do those things for me. Robotman says, there should be an ultra rare in the Haunted Gallery that gives you a vacuum cleaner. It could give plus damage to physical resistant monsters and maybe plus hot and cold spell damage. My earlier message was a reference to Luigi's Mansion, by the way, because he tried to suck up portrait ghosts and his vacuum would spit fire, ice, and water. But we don't have water. Huh. I never actually played Luigi's Mansion.
No. Was that one of the first GameCube games, or was it a late N64 game? I think it was one of the first GameCube games.
I think so. I think it came out before there was a Mario game for the GameCube.
Right.
I think. And people were angry about that.
I never bothered with it.
It would probably be $5 at Bookman's or whatever if we wanted to take a look at it. I don't know. If it has vacuum to suck up ghosts, then... I don't know. I like haunted house games. Or haunted house levels in other games. Yeah. Echo Phantom says, when the spading on the new zone started, accounts that secret, smurf, smurf, smurf. Any connection? Yeah. Gleeb says, today in Yearbook, we were discussing superlatives and the life of the party when got brought up. We got rid of it a few years ago because the winner of that got arrested for rape. Just goes to show that anybody who talks and thinks and acts about rape is the life of the party.
Indeed. Man, I wish you would quit talking about that, though.
What?
I've received everything from 4 PMs to phone calls from our moderators who are just like, every time Zach makes a rape joke, it just makes it harder for... us to moderate the chat because people come in and make jokes about rape and it pisses us off and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, sorry guys. Rape is officially no longer funny. This was like when irony died after September 11th.
Right. Good.
Hey, you know what's awesome?
What's that?
Abortion.
Yeah. I wish that people would understand that when you say, like, yeah, rape is totally hilarious, that's not really... like, hey, let me tell you a whole bunch of funny jokes about rape having, you know, eliciting the reaction that...
I'm also not even talking about, you know, forcible sex acts. I'm talking about the seeds that are the source of canola oil.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about the miniature graters that people sell. Yeah, I have a mini raper in my house. It's good for ginger and cinnamon.
Huh.
Ginger and Cinnamon being the two porn stars that I've also employed.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Ivang says, it's politically incorrect that you can play as a male or female character, but not a hermaphrodite. That's true.
You can, actually, no. Isn't it if you get 376 sex changes, you just get stuck intergendered for the rest of the life of your character.
Yeah, yeah, it is. There's that third gender option. Mm-hmm. Hogula says, you better believe it. And no, I don't know what that means either, but it's fun to say. Try it. Oh, I just did. In fact, I'm pretty sure I read that out loud every week.
Yeah.
Temporary Man says, I still can't reflect the arc of energy in the Sorcerer's Tower with the Smurf in my offhand. What gives? I just keep forgetting to do that. So, yeah. And I'm on this laptop now, so I can't make myself a note. Bunya Bandler says, whenever somebody asks you a question about the luck of the MMG / a strategy on beating it, you should play the song The House Wins by OK Go during the break. Is that a good song? Do you have anything by OK Go?
Only the... I have one single that they put out a while ago when they sounded like a different band. And I have their track on Hello Radio.
Oh, right. Which one did they do?
Letterbox.
Uh-huh.
I find it weird. Like, we saw OK Go open for They Might Be Giants, and they were kind of a quirky, bare-naked ladies kind of band, if I remember correctly.
What do they sound like now?
For a while, they sounded like every other band on the radio, just for like one single, and now they seem to be doing a lot of electronic stuff. So, hey, I have no idea. Riven says, Dear Jake, I love the Little Shop of Horror references. We are doing the play at school right now, so we've been having a lot of fun with that. Thanks again. I'm still pissed that we didn't get to do that at our school.
Yeah, I don't really like Little Shop of Horrors.
Huh.
I mean, it's a musical, so...
Yeah, but it's a really funny musical.
Is it? I mean, I remember seeing it when I was a kid, and like, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be really good, and then after I watched it, I was like, eh. And I hardly remember anything about it at all. I remember Steve Martin as, like, in the You'll Be a Dentist thing.
Uh-huh.
Part of it is I just sort of despise Rick Moranis.
Really?
Yeah. I really just kind of don't
like
Keymaster in anything. Yeah, but he's obnoxious. You know, and it's like, it's fine as like a minor character like in Ghostbusters. You know, but just...
I would say that this is a movie where he acts not the least like Rick Moranis of any movie I've seen him in.
Hmm.
And it's worth seeing again. I don't know. I would say that the music is pretty damn good, but I said that for Hedwig and the Angry Inch as well, and look where that got me.
Dark Misery says, The Ditch Days last week went great. Only got caught once, which was the day I had to go to first hour for class ring registration. What are your class rings like? Mine's going to end up being a little something with white gold and an amethyst. Shiny purple birthstones for the win. Did you buy a class ring?
Yeah, let me save you however much money you were going to spend on your class ring, dude. Don't.
I mean...
I bought one, and I bought what it was like gold with a blue stone in it with the little choir on one side and drama on the other and goats in the middle.
Right.
But once you get out of high school, so like 3 months after you buy it, you'll wear it until your first day of college when everybody goes to take off that class ring, you homo.
See, I never actually...
And you'll never wear it again.
I never actually wore mine, but, you know, it's like there is a drawer in a dresser at my mom's house that has my grandpa's class ring and my dad's class ring in it, and I'm not sad that I have a class ring, you know? I mean, I had a ruby birthstone, so it's like awesome ruby ring of magic power also, right. In case I ever need a prop in a LARP.
I guess any other thing I could have spent $100 on at that point, I wouldn't still have. So,
I mean, it's my mom bought it anyway. You know, I mean, it was like anything else. I didn't particularly care about it at the time, but I'm sort of glad that I have it. Just like I wasn't going to walk in graduation, but my mom made me. I'm glad that I did.
Yeah, I'm glad that I walked in all three of mine.
She also made me get senior picture taken, which I'm not glad of at all because I look like a fucking girl. My senior
I look like a retard in my senior picture. I still wish they would have let me use the one with the lipstick and whatnot.
Oh, right. The
instead of the one with the sweater vest and the hair slicked back.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I've actually seen yours, but I can imagine. I don't know. By the time they took my senior picture, I was like, I had decided that I wasn't getting haircuts anymore. No, I don't know why. I don't know why I felt that growing my hair out in some shaggy dork cut was going to help. because it wasn't until I actually shaved my head that I started getting laid.
Right.
But, yeah, it was, so I had this retarded kind of halfway, you know, not quite short, but not anywhere near long enough to work hair that my mom, like, combed right before the picture, which just was irritating.
But your hair was also really strangely cut all through high school, so you would have needed to shave it and start fresh.
Yeah, I don't, that was a result of just going to the barber with my dad and my dad telling them how to cut my hair. And also my dad, you know, sort of selecting my glasses, because I didn't really care, so it was always just the giant glasses with the bar across the top, like, yeah. You know, aviator shades, only not even ironically cool. Yeah. So I should dig out my yearbook and scan that senior picture just for entertainment's sake. Remember when I was a loser who was destined to die a virgin. I wasn't really a loser, but I probably was destined to die a virgin had I not made some crucial decisions at some crucial junctures.
But I think everyone is destined to die a virgin until they have sex.
Until they have sex, yeah.
Because you never know.
But I think I was going down a bad path. It wasn't until I discovered Jesus. not really so much Jesus as marijuana.
Right.
But John Zay says, there should be a Fight a Monster choice in the library. Something along the lines of the Book of Monster Books, which you misread as the Monster Book of Books. Or you could fight the monster at the end of a particular book. In
who's always Grover?
Yeah, you just kill Grover. That's, I liked Grover. Bobby Nopan says, how can you have a chef's hat without referencing Chef from South Park? The description needs a little more zest anyway.
A couple of years ago, I would have been more inclined to reference.
That chef became kind of a disappointment to us all. But yeah. Moorbank says, hey, Jake, how about making it so when you defeat the big meat golem, he gives you meat or a dense meat stack? Yeah.
Your really reward for winning is the ability to move on.
At that point, but... Juswami X says, how about a skill or something that would let you have two familiars out at once, even temporarily? That would be kind of a pain in the ass. We had thought about giving turtle tamers as their one of their high-level skills the ability to sort of tag team a familiar in the middle of combat, mm-hmm. but that's... It would either have to be so expensive as to be completely useless to everybody all the time, or it would just get the shit abused out of it, and everyone would be... Everyone trying to at all optimize would use it every single combat, and it would just kind of... It would allow people to do the whole extending combat artificially thing that we don't like and still reap the benefits of having a good end combat familiar
mm-hmm.
in every round because, you know, they would just... You could swap in a starfish, get all the mana that it would cost to swap the starfish back out, plus, you know, profit. I don't know. We just kind of... It was mechanically unworkable. The Rum wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. The Rum. Really? Where is he gone?
I don't know. Why is he gone?
Yeah. How is he gone?
During con, Kitsune had a snappy comeback when I grabbed my beer bottle and it was empty, and I said, why is the beer always gone? And she said, because you're an alcoholic.
Nice.
Yeah. Zing. I was punt. The Rum also said, will we learn more about the Spooky Raven's family history and the ancient forbidden unspeakable evil when NS13 rolls out? Oh, will you? Oh, will you and how? Because, you know, I'm saying hi to the Native Americans in the audience.
Oh, right.
Glebe says, an idea for the exploding familiar you were talking about. Have it do damage equal to the experience it has and then cut the experience in half after it attacks. That actually, probably tonight we'll be rolling out the change whereby familiar experience and kills are separated. So we'll be able to have the weight of your familiar. You also won't lose kills over ascension anymore. So that'll maybe free up people who are sticking to goofy strategies because of not wanting to lose a spot on a familiar leaderboard. But we'll the things like that will be a lot more plausible because we'll be able to reduce the current weight of your familiar without actually, you know, you sort of losing the credibility of having killed that many monsters with it. ACM says, any chance we could get a back to your collection link at the top of the display case? Sometimes it takes a long time for the whole thing to load so that you can scroll down under the arrange things on shelves part.
Yeah, I kind of think that, like the terrarium, everything should have a go back link at the bottom and the top.
Really? I could see certain things that could get long, but I mean, I don't really see any reason for there to be links back at the top and the bottom of, like, the woods or something, but there's always,
no,
it's,
I mean,
always going to be on
anything that's
that has the potential to get large.
Screens, yeah.
Yes. A lot of those, I mean, like, inventory doesn't really have anywhere to go back to. Skills doesn't really have anywhere to go back to. You know, the account menu and stuff. But yeah, I can see how when stuff actually does have a go back like this. But. Jump the Shark says, can you hear the mosquito ringtones, the ones old people supposedly cannot hear? I saw that story linked on the Sneeze a couple months ago, and it was interesting. There were two of them. One of them, both my wife, who is 10 years younger than me, one of them we can both hear, one of them only she can hear.
Huh.
As it was, which, I mean, I feel like I have pretty bad hearing, but it's not like old people hearing loss. It's just the inability to distinguish voices from background noise, right? Which is, I don't know if it's getting worse over time or if I just am spending more time talking to people now. But yeah, I could hear one of them, but not the other in the two examples that were given when that story first hit, like, Metafilter and all the sort of, I don't know, 12th tier news sites that I,
right,
that I read. But have you tried it?
I have. I only found one, and I could hear it fine.
No. I can see why people don't like it who can hear it, because it's just,
yeah,
God.
I wonder if it can possibly be true that kids are using that as their ringtone so that their teacher won't know when their cell phone rings or whatever, because it seems like, why would you ever want to hear that noise more than once in a day, and couldn't you just put your phone on vibrate?
Yeah, that's what, I mean, I guess you technically can hear phones vibrating was the response to that, in which was the first very obvious question that was asked in the,
yeah,
like, Slashdot post about it or whatever. But I don't know. Phones vibrate really inconsistently. The phone that I have right now, it doesn't actually vibrate to the point where I feel it ring most of the time, so even when it's on me, I don't know when it's ringing. Jump the Shark says, for the love of God, do something to the Grim Grimmicide site. It's been the same for 3 months as... Exclamation point. You know, it's there. We can't do anything about it because the Penguins have it completely under control.
Yeah, you want to mess with the Penguins? Because I sure don't.
Hogula says, given that the antique helmet's description says that it's hard to look out of, it'd be kind of neat if it made it so every monster image had another image of a big metal grate over it, like the inside of the shield. the inside of the helmet. Or you could just make it so you're always fighting the darkness. Eh. You know, it's... I don't want to draw... I don't want to make graphics of every single monster picture with that thing over it. I guess we could do some kind of overlay, but that probably wouldn't look very good. And, you know, it's just a joke. Doesn't have to be taken literally.
It would be fun. There's so many interesting things, well, maybe like three that I wanted to do that involve being able to have JavaScript create GIF files, which it just can't.
It'd be PHP creating the GIF files.
Yeah. But
it could create PNGs.
Ping.
Pong.
Hey, Bahu asked for a multi-use on 8-Balls. I think if you multi-use the 8-Balls, you should start acting nimble because you're full of 8-Ball.
What?
And then gunshots should range out like a bell. Grab my 9, all I heard was shells. And it's somewhere in the middle of Ice Ice Baby.
Because somebody made a macaroni painting for him.
Right.
And, he had it on his fridge in his condo in, Beverly Hills. I'm looking into this cat thing. Somebody ought to give the, if somebody hasn't already, somebody ought to give the cat attack texts a once over. Let's see. It said it periodically would hit for percent point. Oh, weird. Yeah, that damage thing in there doesn't work. So I'm going to edit that out. Thank you for that report. Who was it that gave that report? Isn't it exciting to listen to me fix stuff? It was, who the hell was it? It was Hollywood Undead. Thank you, Hollywood Undead. Ron says, why does the slash clannies tell you how many clannies are online, but slash friends tells you how many friends are in chat? Well, I don't know. Maybe I should change that. Let's see. Ron says, how come the guild doesn't give you the Spooky Raven quest? How the hell are people supposed to know that the pantry is a secret zone? The thing is, new players will find it on their own because new players will spend enough time there to actually find it. I mean, right now the council doesn't give you a quest there because there is no quest in there. It's entirely optional. There will eventually be a quest that you get for there, and then there will be a clue. A clue, I tell you! Tag says, how many people have that cool new familiar? You should get a trophy for making one in hardcore. Ron suggests, please downloading Achilles' Last Stand by Led Zeppelin. Try not to mind the lack of an apostrophe and enjoy a very good song. Ron doesn't like Led Zeppelin, but loves Achilles' Last Stand.
Huh. I gotta say, for somebody who claims to not like Led Zeppelin, I haven't really heard much Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Well, we still haven't even gotten to today's questions.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Sagebrush says, any chance we could see the sail baguette as a weapon or combat item? It isn't dwarf bread, but it can still have a good wallop if you swing it right.
Hmm.
One of these days, I don't know. I mean, right now it would have to be hard-coded as an item to work as both a weapon and a food.
Right.
So it's just kind of, I don't know. Sagebrush also says, you guys made my day with the haunted kitchen. The demonic icebox was a particular treat. Who are you going to call? Nerds with nuke backpacks. Ghostbusters?
I'm just glad that there are still people in the world who remember what Ghostbusters was.
Yeah.
That was kind of disheartening when I was teaching and dropped some Ghostbusters reference in class and just looked at a sea of blank faces.
How did you manage to work Ghostbusters into?
Born in like 1988 or something. I don't know, like something about not crossing the streams or dogs and cats living together. And
Strong Bad Fanny X says, drunkenness should have a more adverse effect. Increased fumble chance, lowered stats, decreased weapon damage, etc., etc. But why? Drunkenness doesn't actually impair your ability to do anything in real life.
Right.
Why would we make some ridiculous, you know, unrealistic physics in our game?
Yeah, and I suggest that you get drunk and handle a sword, and I'll bet you're better at it than you would be sober.
Yeah. Blathersby says, dear 120 Minutes crew, is there any chance of y'all moving the post and announcement box elsewhere so I don't keep accidentally posting announcements? Thanks. I'm guessing that clan message board thing will get a revamp with a relative quickness. Someone else says, will we ever get the 12 default class avatars for our mall store? Huh.
That's not a bad idea. It'd be a pretty easy fix.
I Love Llama says, can we get a toilet paper button in the right-click menu? TPing every last person in Nubian Villa was a real pain in the ass without it. I'll talk to Xenophobe. Aubrey Ann says, Aubrey Ann, who just got Meat Fluzz as her vanity license plate, which makes me pretty happy. M34TPLZ. Says, Jick, your mom totally sucked $41 out of me. For merchandise, that is. Hot stuff, hot mama. Enemy Lasagna asks if we'll ever meet Lord Spooky Raven in future quests. Yes, in fact, because Hot Stuff was actually dressed as Lord Spooky Raven for the costume party. We just hadn't actually written him into the game yet.
Mm.
And he forgot his wig. Because Lord Spooky Raven is actually Benjamin Franklin. Like, not even his name is Benjamin Franklin, like the council leader being Abe Vigoda. Lord Spooky Raven is actually Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, we're also going to start introducing a lot of interdimensional holes in time and space.
An edutainment. Yes. I'm repurposing Kingdom of Loathing as an edutainment game.
Hey, hi, I'm Lord Spooky Raven. I invented bifocals.
Right after I discovered electricity.
Make a note of it.
I Love Llama says, also, can we get the star starfish changed to the star sea star? They are not fish. Yeah, but they are called starfish.
Right. Panda bears are called panda bears.
Are they not bears?
They're not bears.
What are they?
A giant Piranhas.
Oh, the reptiles?
Reptiles, yes. It's one of those things like panda bears aren't bears, starfish aren't fish, and there's one other one that is similar. Some kind of... French fries aren't from France.
Pizza's not Italian.
Right.
Neither is fettuccine. Actually, that isn't true. I was actually really surprised when I found out that tomatoes came from the New World.
Well, as they might be giants taught us, spaghetti comes from China, but Italians make it best.
Jump the Shark said, Jick, I had a dream I was you. It was surprisingly dull. I kept telling my wife to get me a beer and telling Scully to make me a sandwich. What a life you must have. I don't think I've ever told anyone to get me a beer or make me a sandwich. I actually don't like being served things.
I heard you, like, two nights ago say that didn't tell your wife to get you a beer.
What?
And then you got her a beer, you know, and kind of went back and forth. But
I don't remember telling her to get me a beer.
Yeah. Oh, apparently giant pandas are true bears and part of the Ursidae family. It's koala bears that aren't bears.
Oh, okay.
Because they're marsupials. Never you mind.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, now that the 8 new places project is pretty much done, will you start working on new holidays so there's a holiday every week? We keep meaning to.
Well, what I'd really like to do is have the entire calendar have, you know, on this day in history, which I think I did 10 of before another project came along.
Yeah.
It would be fun to flesh out a lot of the backstory.
It would.
Talk about the pork elf. So, by the way, the elf farm raffle is... The elf farm raffle elf is not a pork elf.
Yeah, she's just a elf.
She might have once been a Crimbo elf who got fired or something, but she's certainly not a pork elf.
Yep. Enemy Lasagna asks if there will ever be more to Valentine's Day than there is now. There'll be more Valentines, but no. Psycho asks why the Bones don't have their own auto sell section. Probably just because Xenophobe forgot about that. And Gleeb says, happy belated birthday, Mr. Skullhead. I remembered because it's the same day as my mom's.
Ah, happy birthday to your mom. And tell her I'll send her present soon.
Do you want to take our songs break?
Sure. You can tell everybody that this is our songs break. Here's Tuesday's Robot, and we'll be back in about 10.
She got lost in the woods of New Sydney. She went out looking for flowers in the scattered showers, but that was hours ago. So she climbed out of the tree to the first girl. He said, "Aren't you proud, little girl?" So it ain't hard to get you back where you started. It ain't hard. Yeah.
set.
Not even a channel will be.
Boy, was I a fool for fueling all the trolls.
This game's gonna scare to death.
Hope I have enough of Foxy.
Now I really wish that I had farmed my scrolls.
Hey, old man.
Must be strong as the raging bay.
Hey, old man.
Gotta make all the ladies.
Hey, old man.
Magic's better than Copperfield. Than be able to tell the Saturday from the moon. Now the tavern's done and you are still alive. When you fight the goblins, you too might survive. Yet you've got a shore and farm the ore. Your ascension's overdue. But that day, an adventurer will be you. Raging bay
of man.
Gotta make all the ladies.
Get up, man.
Magic's better than Copperfield. And be able to tell the Saturdays from the moon.
Get up, man.
Must be strong as the raging bay
of man.
You gotta make all the ladies.
Get a clan
with magic better than Copperfield's aunt.
The aliens have the best things from the moon.
I felt the falling presence of a figure pulled above me. She disconnected cables just to get the pain settled. I love that girl, that nurse ass, and be shiny. That nurse ass, be shiny metal. By the time I recovered, every night I dreamt of repairs under hospital covers, with bedpans sparkling like stars up above us. My medical condition didn't bother either of us. I'd wake up wishing that I wouldn't be released. Couldn't be at peace, didn't care about those doctor's fees. I was shocked to see they finally made me leave. Took 40 orderlies just to pull me from the sleeve, see. And I was in it deep, my heart wounded orderly. I started signing up for surgeries quarterly. Implants, upgrades, anything to see your face. Dealt with the pain, cause this nurse meant more to me than life. Finally, one day she noticed. I took her to the cafeteria, we shared a soda. We slurped Dr. Pepper, then I laughed just a little. Man, I love that girl, that nurse has shiny metal.
Shiny metal, shiny metal, shiny metal. Shiny metal, shiny metal,
shiny metal.
Shiny metal,
shiny metal,
shiny metal,
shiny metal,
shiny metal,
shiny metal.
To medical procedure, I needed stitches. She tell the medics no anesthesia. I learned the nurse's name, Bethany Alicia. I was enamored, I'd do anything to please her. We started dating and things were moving faster. Cohabitating is the plan that I was after. Finally, I asked her, baby, will you marry me? She said, no doubt, I'll be with you till they bury me. We tied the knot down in radiology. We danced happily like the polyphonic spree. It was meant to be. We started cranking out the offspring. Bought the dog and we weren't missing a thing. I thought that I'd retire old, it happened sooner. I handed down my microphone to Little Weedy Jr. He really tears it up, takes it to that other level. Man, I love that kid, that boss got super shiny metal.
Shiny metal, shiny metal, shiny metal, shiny metal, shiny metal,
shiny metal,
super shiny metal. Super
shiny metal.
Shiny metal, shiny metal, shiny metal,
shiny metal,
shiny metal.
sorry about the zaniness with the stream and the dead air and the whatnot. And hey,
did you cross them again?
Yeah, I'm afraid that I did. And I got my boots all wet. But now we're back. And we're going to let you know that we can really shake them down.
Where were we? Pudding Man said, I keep getting really low adventures from White Citadel Burgers. Did you mess with something? No. Did you mess with something? Yeah.
Wow, did you jump to the bottom of the list?
No.
Huh, I don't have that on my screen.
I was right under Gleebs' happy belated birthday, Mr. Skullhead.
Interesting.
Evang says, somebody suggested on the forums you should be able to give up the ability to perm skills in exchange for a goodie bag of old Mr. Store items. Do you think there are any ways that you'd consider that would allow old Mr. Store familiars to enter the game again, or do you prefer them remaining unobtainable forever? I prefer for them to remain unobtainable forever.
I thought that the only one of those I would possibly bend on is if mushrooms get to the point where they're just not available anymore, or are ridiculously expensive in the mall or whatever. That I could see bringing the Badger back.
They've only gotten cheaper.
Yeah,
is the thing, and they're so easy to get that I think it'll stay that way. Because I mean, there's going to be plenty of people, yeah, who have those things still playing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
If that zone ever becomes difficult to access,
right?
That's what I do. I can see. In another year or something, maybe doing something that acts like a Dark Jill but has a completely different text
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as long as we have new ideas, we're going to put that off.
Yep. I'm alone. Hollywood Undead says, how come when I kept superhuman cocktail crafting and just purchased advanced cocktail crafting, I can only summon 3 items? Will I have to wait till tomorrow to get 5? Huh. I am confused about why that would happen. It shouldn't happen that way. If anybody can duplicate that, let us know. Max Vent says, how come the clawfoot bathtub doesn't have clawed feet? It's more of a stub foot bathtub. Because I had already drawn a bathtub, and I didn't want to draw another bathtub. It's got very tiny claws. You just can't see them. He also says, if the toy train smells of gravy, shouldn't it increase item drops instead of meat drops? It doesn't dance.
That's true. Yeah, we've established that it's not the gravy that doesn't.
The train winks because it only has one eye. Right. A big headlight on the front. Ad Rider says, would it be possible to make dead guys' watches stackable in hardcore? I don't want them to behave differently in hardcore than anywhere else. And I kind of don't want them to be stackable in general. Tag says, is the 8-ball going to be needed for a tower monster anytime soon? Oh, I don't know.
I always intend to go through and do new monsters for the tower as we add new combat items, but...
Well, that'll definitely receive a reevaluation at the time of NS13, so...
Along with randomizing the effect at the gates.
Yeah.
For which we should probably have some more effects in the game.
Yeah. Or at least some reasonably normal to acquire ones.
We should have the dreams and lights effect be one of them.
Yeah.
That's really easy to get.
Walla Walla 23 says, how does one pull an accordion out of a sewer? Very carefully. Quirtly says, shouldn't shields have a power stat like hats or pants? They do, you just don't see it. Because the shield's power correlates exactly to damage reduction, and it tells you the damage reduction. So...
Yeah, apparently my search function on Firefox is not working right now.
Really?
Yeah. It's very strange. Okay, moving on though.
Hogula says, are there any plans for, as a part of NS13, changing what one needs to defeat the Naughty Sorceress? The existing way of defeating her is awesome thematically and functionally and all, but it'd be kind of cool if, say, you had to use a certain combat item mid-battle to make her defeatable, or take a certain combat familiar to the battle. By a certain combat item slash familiar, I don't mean anyone in particular, just whatever one could be hinted at in the message scene when her third form is reached. I don't know. I mean, the current item, I like the fact that everybody has to go get all the components of it. Slow One Me says, Hogulus, colon, I still want a sober pill, hilarious object. This is a sober pill. It isn't drunk at all, and does nothing.
The one that I keep thinking about is the win the game button. That just says, when you push it, it says, congratulations, you win. And then it disintegrates.
The hardcore facilitator.
It's something that automatically drops you out of hardcore.
Evang says, I remember a while ago you mentioned you were doing something to the level 8 quest. Was this the peak nerf? Because I was hoping the horrible goatlet part would get more fun. I haven't done anything to it yet. But I will. You'll see. It'll probably be with NS13. Blathersby says, Dear Scully, what the hell does skeeved mean?
Weirded out, thinking that something is gross or... Man, I don't know exactly how you would explain that. Like, the guy on the beach wearing the thong bikini who weighs 200 pounds really skeeved me out. Or...
They make thongs that weigh 200 pounds?
Yeah. When I walked into the office and saw Jake wasn't wearing any pants, I got totally skeeved.
Skeeved is when I smack Mr. Skullhead with my balls.
Let me see what Urban Dictionary has to say. Skeeved is when you fuck the clit.
Walla Walla 23 says, why did you change the slash mark command to updated secondly? Do you hate Iocane powder? Do you believe there were slash mark bots?
Skeeve, to gross out, to disgust, to make your skin crawl, sometimes with undertones of sexual deviance slash perversion. Yes.
All right. To 40 Ounce Prophet says, at my school, KOL is blocked, but when I use the IP address to connect and hit server 7, it lets me in. Any specific reason why? It's probably using a database of server addresses that specifically blacklists things, and the database hasn't been updated since we added server 7 or server 8. Or no, 6 and 7. What did we add? 6 and 7. 6, 7, and 8, really? We added 3? Wow, I didn't know that. Bob 33333 says, I know how to get people to use their other familiars. Make the familiar die if it's not used a certain amount. A Mr. Store item could be sold to exempt certain familiars. Ah.
Wow.
I thought of this when I pondered that someday I'd have 300 familiars and I'd have trouble finding the ones that I want. That you'd rather search through a pile of corpses?
Right.
Fred Levi says, since the de-leveling text for the Clockwork Crossbow comes after the damage text, shouldn't it be written in the past tense? It probably should actually be changed to not come after the damage text. Newworm says, here's something I copied from some webpage on the origin of I am in or base killing or dudes. It originated on Battle.net. In the games forum, somebody posted a thread about a Warcraft 3 game in which he had totally owned some poor Battle.net sod. There was a screenshot of the goon saying, where are you? And the Battle.net guy replying, I'm in or base killing or dudes. The gist of the thread was that the guy who said it ended up losing, so it was poetic justice or whatnot. Gnarl says, hello, Skull and Mr. Jickhead. I was just listening to one of your February shows. Yeah, I'm a little behind. And found out that Jick got married. So congratulations, Jick. Oh, and just in case Scully got married in between February and now, congratulations, Scully.
What are the odds of that happening?
I don't know. Glebe says, why does the goat cheese taco give a mist boost while every other goat cheese food gives a moxie boost? Oh. Tacos are inherently mystical?
Yeah.
Uber Doodle Boy placed a typo on the animated nightstand monster, which I fixed before the show.
Ah, okay.
Naked Jew says what he says every week. The Snow Queen should have a missed message along the lines of, she tries to freeze you to death, but you keep yourself alive. Yeah, that's fun.
It occurred to me in trying to write some additional stuff for the Snow Queen how few Queen songs I know.
Yeah, I went to this webpage that was just an alphabetical list of every Queen song, of which there are, like, just several hundred.
Yeah.
It was nuts. But basically, almost every phrase you can think of, Queen recorded a song named that.
Right.
Well, I think Wesley Willis did it.
Wesley Willis did. Wesley Willis probably has them beat. Yes, he did. fucking the clip, because that is every...
For the Gaga radio, I just figured any Queen song that I hadn't heard of, most casual gamers would not have heard of, so I just used the Queen's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, yeah. Cyan 220 says, also, I just started World of Warcraft. Any chance you want to give your character's name in case we're on at the same time? If you play on either Dune Maul or Alaria, send me a KML and I'll tell you. Let's see. Griffin P says, hey guys, remember the planet-like thing nicknamed Xena? The official name is now Eris. The Discordians have triumphed. Anyway, what do you think of it? I like it.
It's pronounced Aerith.
Aerith?
There's an ongoing Final Fantasy thing, like Khet Sith being Khet Shi, where sometimes the name of this character is translated Aerith, and sometimes it's Aerith. And sometimes it's Sylvester.
Barry says, have you guys heard of Flow? It's a really fun game, and the thesis that is based on may interest you as game designers. I remember seeing some vague reference to it on Penny Arcade, I think. I'll have to look at that link afterwards. Afterward, the shows.
I got a visit from my aunt, Flo.
Oh, yeah?
But that wasn't really that entertaining. She's kind of my aunt-in-law, I guess.
Vash Arian says, the 11th left rib says, perhaps you could use it to tickle someone with. The with is neither used correctly, nor is it part of colloquial speech. What?
They're saying that you can get away with ending a sentence with a preposition if it's part of a phrase, like, I'm not going to put up with that. That's something I'm not going to put up with is okay, because put up with is a phrase.
Yeah, but there actually is no rule about ending sentences with prepositions.
Right.
And so, I mean, also, I feel
but
like...
But it's something that we've avoided.
Yeah, but, well, we've avoided not making dumb jokes about it. I mean, like, I don't feel that that's incorrect, that you could use it to tickle someone with.
Right, I think that's correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like you could use it to tickle someone is... ambiguous. Or at least it could be if it weren't those particular words. Walla Walla 23 says, are glasses considered hats or accessories? Well, I guess it depends.
Yeah.
Like beer goggles are a hat, but Lord Spooky Raven's glasses are an accessory.
It just depends on if they're reading glasses or if you actually need them to see.
Someone else says, did you know that there is a player called 8 New Zones Promo Multi?
Not sure.
Bunny Bandler says, why isn't there a Futurama reference in the Manet Witch description? My Manet Witch! I don't know. I don't get it either.
I still haven't seen enough Futurama to know for sure.
I'm reminded of the last... not the last one, but one of the more recent Super Mega comics, where the guy whose head is an upside-down dinosaur eats the entire world, and then he's sad because he remembers that his bicycle was on there.
Wow.
That's a comic strip that I really like that you would probably hate. It's the current one is the first frame is somebody saying, hey, what book are you reading? And the guy replies, a real one. And the guy's reading a book entitled How to Pretend to Read a Book.
Wow. That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, Super Mega bounces back and forth between being just kind of random and occasionally funny because, you know, the random is funny, and sometimes just being really, really funny. You know, why did you give me this glass of grapes when I asked for a glass of grape juice? He can't hear the word juice. It's his only weakness. Huh. How can I exploit that to get into his castle? He doesn't live in a castle. I know. My only weakness is that I think everyone lives in a castle. Do you live in a castle? No. Liar! That to me is one of the funniest comic strips that's ever been written. But, yeah. the gun run, no, you're just done. Is this back to today? Is today the 25th?
Yes.
The rum says, so, did you finally fix the outfit code? I seem to remember you saying that it was impossible to have more than 3 items in an outfit, and the same with offhand items. It turns out it wasn't, actually. I think it's just impossible to have more than 1 accessory in an outfit.
Yeah.
Because he says, for clarification, the antique arms and armor has both of these effects. Yeah, it was not actually... I remember I added, after White Wednesday, I added the ability to have an offhand item in a... No, not after White Wednesday. After we added offhand items. I added that because Cola Wars outfits had shields in them. So, hey guys, said Azetami Lasagna, the backstory you created for Spooky Raven promised a Dr. Zitbag's Transylvanian Pet Shop reference. Why isn't there one? I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, wow, what?
Vlad Flipshot says, so when you beat the angler bush, what happens to the dense part of the meat stack? You only get a meat stack where the bush looks like a dense meat stack. Yeah, it's an illusion. And or to kill the angler bush, you have to surgically remove some density from the meat stack. And you don't get to keep that meat because it falls in a hole that's too deep for you to reach, and the gum doesn't work on.
And the only guy with arms long enough to help is tickling a midget in a tree.
Right. Actually, he's using the 11th left rib to tickle a midget in a tree with.
Yes.
Kitu Dark says, this is exciting. Woo! Okay, so I got my new Wired magazine today, and it has the KOL article in it. If you'd like it, so just tell me to mail it on air, and I'll do it. Thanks, and keep up the good work. I don't need you to mail it, because it'll hit newsstands very soon. And I will buy 5 copies for my mother. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I bought a copy of the Computer Gaming World that we had a tiny little paragraph in that I found out about in the forum. So that's what, that has actually also created a big, a relatively good-sized spike in player signups. It's been... today the Wired article might, but the Computer Gaming World thing, apparently. I guess it's possible that... I don't know how Wired works, because it's in the October issue, which I thought, you know what, hey, maybe it's like other magazines where the October issue is always in the newsstand starting in the beginning of September. But it wasn't. But apparently people who subscribe are getting it. People who subscribe get it early, and then maybe it comes out to newsstands on the first day of the month that it's actually supposed to be out.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be looking around though. Yay, Wired article. Although it apparently got progressively shaved and shaved as more time went by, so now it's just like some third of a page thing. But still, we're in Wired.
Yeah, having any of our art and our URL in Wired is very nice.
Yeah. Apparently, people who subscribe have gotten it. So, Derpish says, "Hey guys, do you think there need to be more Reservoir Dogs references? Maybe a new location, the Reservoir of Loathing, shortened as R of L, Raffle, expanded beyond the orgasm. Implement the female orgasm, damn it! The female orgasm is a myth. Just saying." One time I had a dream that my dad and I were on some kind of road trip, and he noticed that there was this town that I would probably want to stop in because it was an anagram of my favorite movie, Reservoir 7. And I said, you mean Reservoir Dogs? And he was like, yeah, whatever. So we stopped there, and I met Harvey Keitel at the bottom of this giant escalator.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. O'Grady says, when you said incontinent, you totally missed the joke. You talked about the in crowd. What?
We didn't miss the joke. We just chose not to make it as obvious as people want us to.
Yeah. Idiot John says, when will the NS Level 13 Tuesday come? I don't know. A while.
Long, long ago and far away in the future.
Steve Z says, seriously, is it hard to kick as much ass as you do? I mean, look at this cult of personality around you all. Also, nice work on the new zones. It is a cult of personality, and I wish I knew some of the lyrics to that song.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? I think it's because we exploit people, and they still love us. That's why it's a cult of personality.
XSkater2100KOL says, is it always night in KOL? I've never seen the sun. You should make a sun that gives a bonus of 1% stats. The sun only appears in the palindrome.
Yeah, I think we established that that's a tiny sun that only appears inside the palindrome,
yeah, because the palindrome is a very tall dome.
Yeah. Zimbad123 says, what am love? Bashy, no hurt me no more. Which isn't really a question, but was funny enough for me to read on air.
MacMan104 says, since the tower code was revealed and shown that there is unevenness in when a monster appears, are there any plans to change it or leave it as is with the cool little quirks? I want to leave it in with the cool little quirks. Zaz Shia says, will there ever be a way to delete your own characters or accounts besides waiting 60 days? No. Wishbot says, any possibility of a date for NS13? And no, not like take her out to dinner. Oh, darn it.
I'm sure that when it rolls out, it will be on a date. It will be a day.
Scud Ruckins is totally trying to scam Zoros by talking about little Timmy who's dying of AIDS and how the Make-A-Wish Foundation wants me to send him 10 million meat via Scud Ruckins. Hawkhunter217 says, why is there a lack of certain elements in the game? With the addition of the manor, Spooky is by far the easiest element to get resistance and extra damage for with weapons and accessories that are decent. So when are you going to show some of the more... nothing. No. You know, the elements are kind of represented in order of their addition to the game. There's not much sleaze stuff because we kind of came up with sleaze as a fifth element. Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Boron?
Boron.
Boron is the fifth element.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Walla Walla 23 says, what's with Devsters 6 through 10? Do the Devsters reproduce? We needed more Devsters so that we could have people testing this, the Spooky Raven stuff. The Telf says, just wanted to congratulate Jick on his performance in the Ryder Cup. Glad to see you don't spend all of your time in front of a computer screen. Did that other guy who has my name... Is the Ryder Cup some golf thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, god damn it. Weird. Somebody, apparently, Zach Johnson, if you do a Google search for Zach Johnson, one of the early results is the author profile page for Zach Johnson, who has written a single definition for Urban Dictionary of the word emo, that sound that your wet shoes make when you walk on tile.
Uh-huh.
That's great. The thing is, the golfer, Zach Johnson, spells his name differently than I do. But not
is
everybody knows that. Yeah, he's a Zach. I wonder if it bothers him. I mean, he's got to know about me if he's ever done any, you know, sort of ego Googling. I wonder if it bothers him that I show up first. I wonder if it bothers him that I show up first when he misspells his own name. I guess probably not.
Yeah.
I wonder what happens if it says ZACH. I really hope that guy doesn't get really famous. Like if my name was... Oh, weird.
Michael Bolton.
Zach, there's apparently a disambiguation page on Wikipedia. Zach Johnson may refer to golfer born 1976, or Zach Jick Johnson, one of the creators of Kingdom of Loathing, born 1976.
I really think that people should stop saying Zach Jick Johnson. Because the more people say it in print, the more we're going to have to say it out loud, and it's not that easy.
Come on, Zach Jake Johnson.
Zach Jake Johnson.
Zach Jake Johnson.
And I don't care.
Yep. Neat. Wow. New Worm says, regarding Dysgea 2, that game has the best references of any retail game. It even references the JFK assassination and I put on my robe and wizard hat in item descriptions. That's fucking awesome. Is it?
Wow, so if you Google Joshua Knight, you get my embarrassing, outdated, undeletable, apparently, Fortune Cities website.
Right.
First, and then my English 105 course from last year, and then Kingdom of Loathing in Wikipedia. And then after that, it's...
See, when I do a Google search for Josh Knight, I get Kingdom of Loathing and Wikipedia first. And then your MySpace.
I don't get my MySpace.
Not even your MySpace. It's somebody else's MySpace.
Yeah.
Weird.
2005 July Archive at WRT. A blog and podcast dedicated to discussing text art forums.
Whoa.
Forums.
Weird. Is that...
Oh, there's a post about Kingdom of Loathing... was brought out by Zach Johnson and Josh Knight of Asymmetric Publications.
Huh.
It says that the game was officially launched on the 9th of June. Do they know something we don't?
Well, that was when Ascension rolled out, so I mean, I guess it's technically, people would say that that's when it came out of beta, if we didn't keep telling them that wasn't true. Throw a chair at me says, why are the zombies in the kitchen called zombies and not zmobies? Because they only the monsters in the cemetery got misspelled when Fernsworthy fucked shit up. Plucky Banana says, it grabs you by the ears, but you point out to it that you are not, in fact, a banana. But I am a banana. Is that like, but I'm a cheerleader?
So wait, it's a movie about where they take a banana to a camp to stop it from being gay?
Yeah.
All right.
Durgle says, will we one day be able to adventure in the immense septic tank just outside of Seaside Town visited in the Slugord's quest, or the underwater area explored in the Dolphin King's quest? Or, you know, you're forgetting the library across the street from the sleazy back alley. And no. Also, will we ever be able to adventure in Hades? No.
You kind of already do.
You don't really adventure there. Throw a chair at me, says, hey, Jick, what's the deal with the 100-piece skeleton? That was me making the mistake of hiring Riff. That's
you didn't pronounce that correctly. That should have been, hey, Jake, what's the deal?
What is the deal with the 100-piece skeleton?
There you go. Yeah. My Jerry Seinfeld tends to turn into Edward G. Robinson pretty quickly. What's the deal with that skeleton, see? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's the deal with 1, 2, 3? Let's see. Calamari says, I really like the new messages with the weapons. I was wondering if the potato pistol could have another Dark Tower reference added to it. Thanks for all the great work. Is there an existing Dark Tower reference in the potato pistol? Text?
I don't think so. If only there were some way I could look at that.
Ponjo says, you guys have apples to apples? We love that game here in the Big Apple. We were also playing Windy something.
Windy City to Windy City.
Yeah. Glebe says, you got sick too? Oh man, somebody's got to stop bringing the comfy blankets to meets. Glebe says, apples to apples is fun. At Kinetic AOL, I was able to match up Patriotic and Plane Crashes.
Nice.
Matty B says, since eye drops have alcohol in them and you drink the eye drops of the ermine, shouldn't they give you drunkenness? They don't have eye drops. They don't have alcohol in them. They're made from strawberries.
Eye drops generally don't have alcohol in them.
They're also generally not made from strawberries.
That's true.
Noip says, Jick, why do birds sing?
Why laughter is way to say good day?
Looking, questions. Bongam, Bongam of the Azure Sky can knock that off any goddamn time he wants to. Popcorn Insane says, hey guys, what's the process for coming up with the item of the month? Do you just make something up the night before? What has been the item of the month that required the most work? The Badger, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it depends. Sometimes we have an idea pretty well ahead of time, run it by dev and do all that stuff. Sometimes we kind of scramble at the last minute. Speaking of which, it's the 25th. So it's coming up on October, so we at least got the Halloween theme to play with a lot.
Yeah. There was a whole thing about October's item of the month on the whiteboard.
That was, I think, the red herring for the people who were here during con.
You know what's great? Being in the loop.
Oh, I didn't know about it either. I wasn't actually any real content there. It was just like list of things to nerf so that people could spread retarded rumors. As far as I know, there has been no actual thought about what the October item of the month is yet. Let's see. Maddie B says, what's the funniest thing you've seen in Apples to Apples? I think mine was Rosa Parks and Pointless, or maybe Hilarious and Attack on Pearl Harbor. Let's see. And then Haplo points out the Patriotic Plane Crashes thing.
I can't think of any that were particularly memorable.
Yeah, me neither.
There were several drinks in, though.
Yeah. Popcorn Insane says, what are your favorite games? Oh, my favorite computer game is probably Loom or Planescape Torment. My favorite board game is probably Risk or Chess. My favorite Wicked game is this one time when I was making out with Chris Isaac on a beach.
Mm.
What about you?
My favorite, most dangerous game is hunting people. And, I don't know, my favorite board game is still Acquire, which you should really try playing without the asshole guy trying to fuck everything up, because it's still entertaining. I don't really have a favorite video game. I loves me some Mario Party, but I wouldn't say my favorite video game is Mario Party.
Yeah. Guitar Hero is, Guitar Hero is pushing for my favorite console game, though.
I'm hoping that Guitar Hero 2 will make it so that I don't hit a wall like I did with the Guitar Hero.
Where'd you hit a wall?
I just started the hard level.
Uh-huh.
And there are two songs on the second tier of songs that I can't do.
Huh. Which ones are they?
Take Me Out, I just can't figure out how the beginning goes. And I can get almost all the way through the whatever Black Sabbath or Ozzy Osbourne song is on that tier. And kind of all the way to the solo at the end. So I keep getting 95% complete.
That's where I'm, like, I hit the wall at Crossroads on Expert. I just can't. It's not even like it was like, all right, I was pretty much beating everything on the first try or the second try, maybe up until that point, and then it's like, all right, 20 times in, and it's like, I just can't get past like 85%.
Well, the new one will actually let you pick a section of the song and slow it down.
Yeah,
so
that's actually really
cool.
What
it really needs to have happen.
The thing that excites me the most about it is being able to play different difficulty levels on multiplayer in the same game, just because that's...
And playing rhythm guitar and lead guitar.
Yeah, that's just neat. Like, every song has two guitar lines, so there's, like, the sort of... I think you can probably still do the competitive multiplayer, like is in the other thing, but there's also the cooperative kind, where it's, like, one guy's playing bass and one guy's playing lead.
And the next thing is going to be a piano peripheral, so that you can deep in full band. And then they're going to have the saxophone peripheral, so you can do morphine songs.
And then the theremin peripheral, so you can be...
The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys. Except they didn't actually play it. They had some weird...
Apparently it's really fucking hard to play a theremin.
Yeah.
I managed to make it make some noise.
I've never actually... When were you ever around a real one?
The Science Museum in St. Louis.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
how did I miss that? I was there.
You went in there and you didn't see the theremin?
Yeah, I didn't see the theremin.
Huh.
I don't know how... I think we went there together, didn't we?
No, we went with my aunt-in-law.
Oh.
My great-aunt-in-law, who I'm pretty sure it's okay for me to have sex with, because, I mean, how closely related is
she's
that?
Old.
Yeah.
Right. She's not jailbait anymore. XX Armageddon XX says, by the way, the Feelies pack was a great idea, as are all of Riff's ideas.
I still think the pajamas made out of jam were a pretty bad idea that Riff came up with.
And, like, all my bad ideas, I've totally forgotten them.
And you owe me a new pair of sheets.
I love Jews, and I want to make pajamas for them out of jam. Gorblack says, can we get in-game versions of the Lime shirt when we buy one? No. Ron says, what's the weirdest porno you've ever heard of? Mine is Edward Penis Hands. The scene where he eats the pasta is very painful if you consider the possibility of accidentally biting himself or whatever, biting H. I always saw Edward Penis Hands on the rack at the one video store that had porn, but never actually went through with renting it.
I saw a review of it that had pictures and was disappointed to see that it wasn't like five articulated penises on each hand. It was just... Each hand ended in a giant penis.
Huh.
And I still think it's pronounced Edward Penishins.
Yep.
There was a Clockwork Orgy was actually kind of entertaining, because it seemed like they had seen a Clockwork Orange and tried to put in some of the stuff in there.
I can't talk about a Clockwork Orange because it has rape in it. I'm afraid I'll make an inappropriate joke and make things more difficult for the mods.
Yeah.
Taylor Bowser says, since the 8 new zones are mostly spooky element, is there any chance of there being future areas aligned with the other elements? Are there, and how? Again, shout out to the Native Americans in the audience. Robot Porn says, I hate GameStop's pre-order habits as well. The only game I've ever gotten on release day from a GameStop was Katamari Damacy 2. Take that however you will. I will take it to mean that you like boring, crappy video games. Lol.
Yeah, you and the rest of the world are at odds on that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just not. It's just not very fun.
Well, it's because you're not any good at it.
No. Riff has started buying video games off of Amazon because he doesn't like the pre-order tactics. I really think it's only GameStop that does it, though. Like, it was weird. We went to get a game. The game that I tried to buy at GameStop, I went to Best Buy and got it the day that it came out, but I had to ask them about it, and they had to go get it off the truck because they hadn't actually put it out yet.
Huh.
So. Barstool says, have you seen Space Tree or Waterman? I think you're just picking two words and pretending that they're a movie.
No, but I've seen Golf Rabbit.
And
which was about
Trouble.
Yeah, Golf Rabbit was actually just about two cars that Volkswagen put out.
Right. Also Bug Thing.
Yeah.
And Passat.
Jetta Passat.
Jetta Passat. Jetta Passat sounds like a porn star name. The Rum says, you mentioned a picture of the Feelies. Is there any way you could upload it somewhere? It'll eventually be on the store when we start selling them, so that's
fine.
And Naked Jew says, I nominate Hogulus to be put on the asymmetric payroll as familiar consultant. We prefer our consultants to be people we don't know all that well, because we don't want to become contemptuous of our consultants. We don't want to get too attached in case we're eventually forced to put them down. Like Old Yeller.
Yeah, we really shouldn't have hired Old Yeller as a consultant.
Yeah.
Especially after he got rabies.
Wait, I thought you said he got raped.
Rabies.
Oh. Damn.
Rape bees would not be funny at all. Because rape is not funny. Minden says, we know Scully is a maybe, but any info on the other powers that be coming to Columbus? We're not going to say.
Nobody's decided yet, and we're probably, even if we do, not going to...
I'll come clean. We're not going to say whether or not we're going to go, because we think that people should go for the sake of the meat that's there, not for the sake of meeting us.
Yeah.
And so...
I at least have taken to pretty much hiding with just a handful of people that I already know whenever I go to those things anyway, so I'm really not much of a draw anymore. It doesn't matter whether we're going to Columbus or not. And also, I don't know whether I am or not yet. I haven't really thought about it. Griffin P says, Luigi's Mansion. I loved it, but it wasn't really focused on the scary aspect as much as the gameplay. But the first booze is freaky. I wonder if that means boss, but it also boo.
Maybe it's the first boobs is freaky. In which case, it really needs to think about how you pluralize stuff.
The Pyotrer says, why are we able to send blank K-mail? Would there be an outrage in the speed ascender community if that was disabled? Yep.
Probably.
Oh, and then Griffin P says, I meant the first boss, but the first boos are creepy. Redmage13 says, how do you read You Butter Believe It with boxing glove? Hey, wait. Robot Porn says, I saw OK Go open for They Might Be Giants at 930 Club way back in the early 00s. How the hell do you say that in regular conversation? The aughts? I just say the early 2000s when I say it, because I don't say the aughts. Robot Porn points out, Rick Moranis is amazing in Spaceballs. Bite your tongues. Zick. Jack. Zick Jack. Okay, you're right. He was okay in Spaceballs.
And no IP or Noip suggests Rick was great in Strange Brew.
That's okay. I always forget about
it. I still refuse to see Strange Brew.
Really?
Yeah, because Justin and some other guy, two of my friends in high school, just made it a point to quote that constantly because they wanted me to see it. And after about 2 weeks of that, I said, I will never see that movie as long as I live because you keep quoting it constantly.
Huh.
And I've stuck to that.
Wow, you're really mean to your friends.
My friends are really mean to me.
RedMage13 says, to Mr. Skullhead, so you were in choir, eh? Choir aficionados unite. I think what you mean is, let's have a gay pride parade in San Francisco with our pink triangle badges on. Just saying.
Yeah, debate club is really the most heterosexual and cool thing you can do in high school.
Hey, Shut up.
I saw boobs.
You're wrong, and here's why.
I saw boobs as a result of my being in choir.
Yeah.
How'd the debate club do for the ladies?
I don't know. There were actually a number of attractive girls on the debate team.
And they had the skills to convince them?
Yeah. That was let's see. Ron says, to ridicule Isaac Hayes and reference Chef at the same time, you should say, this is a chef's hat. It also doubles as a super adventurer's hat.
Or just, if you're a super adventurer, you'll enjoy it.
What?
The Super Adventure Club was the club that Chef joined that turned out to be just a club for going and having sex with little boys.
Okay.
Did you not see the...
No, I did. I have actually not seen any new episodes of South Park in probably 3 years. I'm a mum. Sneakabout says, are there any plans to reduce the mysticality bias of the pork elf gems? Given that they're a reward for all ascensions, restricting their use to one sign seems odd. I do like the idea of making them available to do something in other the other ascension zones. I don't know. The gnomes maybe eat them. And the gnolls eat them. And Ultima Wraith said there should be a channel solely for inter-clan activities. I don't know about that. Let's see. Commander Wigan says, you should make it so that you can't go to the shore when drunk, since you get there with a meat car and you shouldn't drive drunk. What do you mean you shouldn't drive drunk?
Yeah,
I only drive drunk, and I'm fine.
He's a lot better driver when he's drunk.
Xenocider says, I think you mean koala bears, not pandas.
That is true.
Mellow Cork says, Spanish moss is neither Spanish nor moss. I don't know what Spanish moss is.
Spanish Harlem is neither Spanish or a Harlem. Yeah, nor a Globetrotter.
Basadilla says, holy shit, that Lilac or Whoever song, An Adventurer Is You, kicks ass. I loved it. Play it more often. I don't know who played that. Ah, damn it.
Lilac did a decent cover of Hovering Sombrero for my karaoke contest recently, which I should let you hear.
God damn it. Why can't I log into my stupid game? Okay, for serious.
Did somebody hack your password?
I don't know.
I keep telling you it shouldn't be 1234.
You do, but I keep not listening. Oh, I see. My fucking caps lock was on. Oh, too many login failures from this IP. You may try again in 15 minutes. Oh, you assholes! How dare you! No, I think that I'm just going to... Oh, well. Hi, I'm a retard.
Lagbeast says, why is the stone banjo a ranged weapon? I mean, I can hit someone with a banjo in the form of a melee attack in real life. That would really hurt. You're actually playing songs on the banjo that do the damage, which is made clear in the new attack tactics.
Yeah, so this sucks. do we know what our IP address is so that I can go in and delete those from the...
What is my IP account?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy, I tell you.
Vicky says seahorses aren't horses, I think. But if wishes were seahorses, then beggars would drown.
if watches were onions, I'd feed one to a clown.
Yep.
Trying to figure how that would... let's see. Now I'm trying to figure out how to get to the goddamn... Yeah, I really, really suck at games.
Okay, that's funny. Punnycron is asking, you know, it'd be nice to be able to make different food as you progress. Okay, I really just want to be able to cook my metallic A's with noodles to make pasta of Muppets. I thought that was really funny.
Right.
You can burn in hell.
Oh, I see. That's on the secondary database server. I really suck at logging in, guys. And, yeah, you're going to have to vamp and answer some questions because I just can't see them no more.
Oh, I'm already doing it.
I know.
X-Academic says, hey, guys, what about making the Smurf a quest item so you have to remake it every run, even in normal ascensions? I don't think that's necessary. I don't know.
And it doesn't seem to actually have any.
Vapor Daddy says, can we have an option to disable the documentation link? I only hit it by accident. Yeah, I'd like to have an option to make people less likely than they are to read the documentation, if that's at all possible. Now, Milk Jug says, do you guys like the Jackass movie/show? Have you seen the new movie? No.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah.
All right, I want to see it, because I really like... I never actually... pardon me. I never actually watched the show, but I really like the first movie.
Huh. That's because it has a lot of male genitalia in it.
Yep.
And that's... If there's one thing you like. Although I was upset that the Jackass movie was the number one movie in the nation, just, you know, decrying the general loss of taste and whatever, but... Then I went to see the Black Dahlia, which also opened and didn't do very well, and it just really, really sucked. So, you know, perhaps if the movies that are supposed to be good would actually be good, more people would go see them. Yeah.
Hey, look, I finally got back into the questions. Now I just have to find where we were.
We're down at Xenosider.
I see. XX Armageddon XX says, by the way, you're mentioned in Computer Gaming Monthly as a free great game to play. It doesn't. It says it's file under Site of Idiocy plus 5. Assholes. Quaggy says, did you know that Jonathan Colton has a coloring book? Who's Jonathan Colton?
He's the guy who did the Baby Got Back cover that you didn't like.
Huh.
And also songs about fractals and, I don't know, he's a kind of talented, nerdy musician.
Huh, I don't remember ever hearing a cover of Baby Got Back, but...
Yeah, it was, I played it on our show back when you used to be able to hear what I was playing.
Oh, right, okay, right.
It was kind of a mellow, easy listening version.
You know, did you ever see that Baby Got Book?
Yep.
That was awesome.
The Christian video based on Baby Got Back.
Yeah, how he loves girls who like the Bible.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the Bible does familiarize you with a lot of deviant sex acts.
Hmm.
Like killing your children. And killing Jesus. And...
I have a killing Jesus fetish.
Punishing people for accidentally walking in on their naked drunk dad.
Punishing people for, pulling out before they ejaculate.
Yep. Istanbul says, I was hoping the spectacles would be a hat. That way I could equip it, glass balls, dead guy's watch, and the money clip, and go, spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. Vash Orion asks how we at the Asymmetric Office feel about DDR. About 4 inches across and, I don't know, 4 inches deep.
In all seriousness, I'm kind of done with DDR. After I found out that there were people who could actually play the more advanced levels of it, and that there was this whole subculture of people who just, all of whom were better at DDR than I was, I kind of got tired of it.
Huh.
Like, people who claimed to be casual DDR players were so much better than I was that it just didn't seem like I should continue trying. So, yeah.
Yeah, I always got tired and was like, you know, this makes me tired, so it's not worth doing. Saucer says, the sun only appears in the palindrome, and when you see it, you get sunburnt. I figured it out. The world of KOL has no ozone layer. Yeah, I mean, we understand, as you should, that the ozone layer is a goddamn commie plot. And that
right.
Everyone should burn as much styrofoam as they can and just buy can after can of aerosol deodorant and just spray it into the sky until it's empty. Set tires on fire, too. Quaggy says, did you make the malevolent hair clog look similar to female anatomy on purpose? It totally grosses me out. You know, everybody says that the valley beyond the orc chasm looked like female genitalia, too, and it, do you guys not understand that I've never seen female genitalia, so that's always an accident? Moth says, is Zach short for a longer name, or no? It's Zachary.
I thought it was Zacchaeus.
I was a wee little man, and a wee little man was I. And I did climb... You know, there was a big sycamore tree in front of my grandma's house. That song and that tree are the only things I've ever seen about a sycamore tree. Because I guess they just don't grow out here. I don't know. Somebody sends something about Guitar Hero and it's stuff that I'm going to look at right now and then comment on in a hopefully comical way. It's a comic. It's like, when I'm in a rock band, I'm going to do a cool mellow song, and then in the middle, I'll stop, announce, this part is just to be an asshole to people playing Guitar Hero, and then flail wildly on the strings for 30 seconds.
That's a pretty funny comic strip. Actually, it's about three-quarters a really funny comic strip, and then a quarter of comic strips about how much he loves his girlfriend, or how he just broke up with his girlfriend, and then how much he loves his girlfriend again.
Huh. Are they different girlfriends, or...?
It's hard to tell, because the arts all stick.
I see. Old Yellowstone says, everyone I know in the kingdom calls me Old Yeller. Just saying. Boy Howdy says, Strange Brew is Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yeah, I think I'd rather get my Rosencrantz and Guildenstern in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern or Dead form.
Or in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle form.
Right.
Maddie B says, can't log in due to too many logins, Jick? Would you say you were hoist by your own petard? I would. But fortunately, I'm able to go into the database and eliminate my login failures, so... Draco Shade says, you guys should make a personality test to determine which KOL familiar a person is most like. I'd say somebody else should do that.
Yeah, I'd take that test.
Moody says, why does Zach Jick Johnson fail at life? Also, you ever played Destroy All Humans? I've been spending all day tossing peeny weak bald monkeys around. You know, I was excited about Destroy All Humans, and then when I played it, it was just really not fun. And I was actually just about to talk about how much I hated the voice acting, because the main character was supposed to be this sort of Jack Nicholson thing that was just obnoxious. But somebody was an Invader Jim.
I kind of found the Invader Zim voice acting in the cartoon to be annoying. Yeah. A lot of modern cartoons, I get that, just like, I have a quirky voice, and I'm going to do him a quirky voice, and it's like, you know, back in the day, we had Wacko Warner, and he talked like Ringo Starr, and that was good enough for us, you know? We didn't have to have him like, hey, I'm Michael Warner, this is what I'm going to do, hey, kids!
I kind of think you don't know what you're talking about. That was your problem with Homestar. You didn't think the Homestar Runner was funny, because you were like, all it is people talking in a voice.
I still think Homestar's voice is fucking annoying.
What? Come on.
I like Strong Bad, though.
It's funny. Are we done?
We are done.
All right.
We got Icepec on deck. Icepec and deck. And we got some They Might Be Giants to go out on. And we'll see you next time.
Yep. Good night, everybody.